It's now time for another Castle Country Focus, and today I am honored to have Heidi Jones AC in here to talk about her wonderful experience meeting Paula Zahn. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for coming in. I really appreciate it. Now, I think a lot of people know who you are, but there might be some people out there that don't. So tell us a little bit of the history behind your mom's cold case.
So June 30th, 1970, my mom was murdered while I was in the next room. She was stabbed to death. Her throat was slit and she was raped. And the man that did it left her there to die. I found her in the morning after all this happened. I was adopted by my grandparents and I grew up in Price. The case went cold. Through many years, nobody was doing anything about the case. And then in 2009, I ran into Sergeant Brewer at the Helper Arts Festival, and I told him I had a story I wanted to talk to him about, that my mom had been murdered and it had never been solved. So he told me to give him a call on Monday. So, of course, I called him on Monday, and I gave him all the information that I possibly could on the case. And he worked 7 years on my mom's case. And in 2016, we were able to get a confession and a conviction for the man that murdered my mom. His name is Tom Egley.
So in those 7 years after you talked to Sergeant Brewer, did he keep you updated?
Absolutely.
Constantly on findings he had ran into or needed more information?
Yes. Anytime that he had some new development on the case, he'd let me know. If for some reason I hadn't heard from him in, you know, a couple months or something, I was always on the phone or emailing him trying to find out what was going on. Because the last thing I wanted was my mom's case to go cold again. There was a few people that looked into it, but nobody really pursued it.
And it could be, too, with new ways to look at different evidence and all that probably
right.
played a part in it as well.
Right. I know that Sergeant Brewer and Wally Hendricks from the Carbon County Sheriff's Office, they attended a cold case seminar up north. And that's when the suggestion of exhuming my mom's body came into play. Once my grandmother passed away, we were able to do that. My grandmother was of the old school that, once you're buried, you're buried.
Right.
And so once she passed away, we got the papers signed and had her body exhumed.
How was that experience for you and your family?
It was hard on a lot of them. For me, I would do whatever I had to do to get justice for my mom.
And that brings us to this opportunity of sharing your story nationally. And you were invited out to be on the case with Paula Zahn.
Right.
And how did that come about?
So I received a phone call from On the Case with Paula Zahn. They were considering looking into my mom's case. I was ecstatic about it. And I told her that this was a great opportunity for all the other cold cases out there because my case didn't have any physical evidence. So I got a call back about a week later, and they said they were going to be coming out and doing some filming here in Carbon County and Emory County. And then December 3rd, 4th, and 5th, we flew to New York City.
And how was that experience?
It was exciting. Myself, my husband, Sergeant Brewer, his wife, Jim Kulo Jr., and Lori Kulo, they also went with us, and we were interviewed by Paula Zahn. So, you know, we spent that Tuesday filming, and then we all flew home, all left on Wednesday.
So how long were they here filming a portion of that here locally?
So they came in, and they filmed a day out with my sister Carolyn Kendall, Gene Strait, Jeremy Humes, Wally Hendricks, Richard Shaw, and that took about a day. Then they spent a day with me out at the Elmo City Cemetery filming out there. Then they also went around and filmed Carbon County Sheriff's Office and various other places around town, my mom's old house.
So what do you think you sharing your story is going to do for others?
Without any physical evidence, it was really hard to get somebody to really listen, to take the case. With the backing of the Attorney General's office, they were able to prosecute here with Carbon County District Attorney. But, you know, a case that has no physical evidence is one that's hard to take to court. So I feel like I was taught to believe in the impossible and to never give up hope. And I know there's many cold cases out there. And I just want everybody to be able, that's experienced it, not to give up any hope. Because as long as you have hope, there's a possibility.
Right. When is the show going to air then?
So the show is going to be on Sunday, March 18th on the Investigative Discovery Channel. Should be on about 8 p.m. And depending upon your cable provider, it depends on what channel that is.
That's going to be on. Wow, that's going to be exciting.
It is.
I think that's pretty neat. You're a very strong individual for having to share that nationally. I commend you. I think it's awesome. So I'm glad finally some closure for you. Did you sense once everything was said and done that your mom was like, thank you?
Oh, more than you know. My mom was with me during this whole process. It's been amazing. Little signs from my mom that I know. I know that she loved me more than anything. I know the night that she was murdered, she did everything in her power to protect me. As long as I got justice for my mom, I'm happy about it. You know, her case was the oldest cold case, murder homicide in the state of Utah.
Wow.
So to be able to put that one in the books is a great feeling, not only for myself, but I'm sure for, you know, Carbon County Sheriff's Office and the District Attorney's Office. So.
Wow. I think that's wonderful. I'm so happy for you and your family to get some closure finally after all these years.
Yes.
And to go and tell it nationally, wonderful.
Yes.
A lot of people. You're probably going to be pretty famous. You're going to have some people getting a hold of you. Like, how did you get people to start looking at that case again? So.
Yeah.
If you haven't already.
Well, we are writing a book. So it's myself, Sergeant Brewer, and Richard Shaw.
And you're in the middle of it now, right?
Yes.
Any idea when you're going to have a book done? Or
I would love to have it done by the Helper Arts Festival, because all good things seem to happen to me at the Helper Arts Festival.
And maybe Mom will be helping you out a little bit with
Absolutely.
That.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, Heidi, thank you so much for coming and talking to me. I'm, like I said when I started, I'm very honored for you to come in and share your story. And don't forget, folks, you want to be sure to tune in again. What was that date?
March 18th.
And it's on what channel?
The Investigation Discovery Channel.
All right, folks, you're going to see her right there telling her story. It's a wonderful story as well. The family has finally got some closure. And like she said, even Carbon County has some closure from this case as well. So again, Heidi, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right, this has been another Castle Country Focus. For more information on this Castle Country Focus and others, visit our website at castlecountryradio.com.